Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We're still struggling through this virus, and Amit Hashem, Klal Yisrael Shol Harifu Shleima, and we're learning in this chus, of our learning, all Yidnu Achelim should become well, and all those, everyone else should be well protected and not become a chel in the first place. We're in Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. We're up to V'loy B'Shem and Kik, five lines from the top. We are talking about the wicks and the oils that one shouldn't use on Shabbos, because the wicks, the fire doesn't settle well, it jumps around, and therefore you might play with it. And also the oil that don't necessarily attract themselves to the gravitate to the wick, and you might tilt it in order to make it happen. So one of the things is Shemen Kik. We don't know what this is. What's a Shemen Kik? It says the Gemara, my Shemen Kik. What is Shemen Kik? Omer Shmuel says, Sha'altinu, we asked, L'chol Nechus HaYom, all those travel abroad. V'omru, they told me, Oif Echad Yesh B'karcha HaYom, there is a bird overseas, V'kik Shmuel, its name is Kik. Not sure what that is. And that's oil that comes from that bird. And they use that to light. Don't use it for Shabbos. Mishcha B'ed Rav Yudah Omer, it's Mishcha D'Kaza. It's oil from cotton, it's cottonseed oil. And it doesn't burn well. This is the plant that Yoina fell asleep on before, you know, in front of it for the shade. It was so hot. That is called Kikoyin de Yoina, a certain kind of a plant. And it's very tall, has big leaves. I actually once saw it. The Litzuliva dummy. It's similar to a kind of a plant called Litzuliva. Umid the Pashke Rabbi, it grows from moss and all that. Alpum Chanusa Midland, they used to hang it up in front of stores as a banner, but also to provide shade, and also has a very good fragrance. Umi partidoyu of the Mishcha, and from its seeds they make oil, ubanfayo, and from its branches, naichen kobriche. All those who are sick lie down and they benefit from the shade, I guess, and from the fragrance of these plants. The Marova Omar in Eretz Yisrael, they say. Omar Rabba Psilish Omar Chamim. Sorry, Kobelich the Marova. All the sick of the West. Omar Rabba, says Rabba. So we have two parts in the Mishnah, the wicks and we have the oils, says Rabba. Psilish Omar Chamim Alikim Shabbos. The wicks that we say you shouldn't light on Shabbos. You know why? Because the fire jumps around, it's not settled. And shmanim shem chami, but the oils that they said emad likim behen, that you shouldn't light b'pnei einim shochin achar hapsil. They don't get attracted, they don't gravitate towards the wick, and therefore there's a chance that you are going to tilt the candles. So boy min abayim rabba, abay asks his teacher a question. What about from rabba? Shmanim sheom lecham, these oils that the chami said ein madlikin behen b'shabbos. The oils that the chami said do not light in Shabbos. Mao sheyitin l'teichin shemen koldu. These oils that Chacham said do not light on Shabbos. Are you allowed to add normal oil with it, even a little bit? The yadlik, since you put good oils in there, and the good oils do gravitate. So the good oil. We're not talking about you putting a lot of good oil in there, and the bad oil is a minority. Then there's no shaila. You're allowed to. We're talking about the majority is still the poor quality oil. But you put in a little bit of good oil, does that already, you know, transform the whole thing and make it possible? Because we'll say that the good oil is attracted to it, and that's good enough. But yadlik, or namigazin, or do we say that what? Do we, migazin, are we geyser or not? Dilin osi ladluki be'enayu oiloi. Are we geyser that if we're going to allow you to mix poor quality oil and have a little bit of good oil in there, and you'll use it, then even though Apei Halachi should be able to, the problem is that next time you'll only use the poor quality oil. You won't realize that the only reason why we allow you is because you have good oil there as well. So are we worried that are we going to make a gzeila that you might light it on its own? I learn not. Amalei said, Rabbi told him, Ein madlikin, you don't light. My time, you know why you don't light? Vishayim madlikin, because you're not supposed to light. And Rashi fills in, it doesn't mean he's not saying don't because don't. He's saying is don't because we are choshish that you will next time light the poor quality oil on its own. Eisel asks a question. Korach dover. Shemad likim boy. Al gabi dover. Sheemad likim boy. If you wrap something that you could use light on top of something, a wick, on top of something that you cannot light, what's the din? So this Abai is asking a question on Rabba. So he's bringing a braisa here. It says if you wrap something that you could light with around something that you should not light with, what is the din? We're talking about wicks here. Ein madlikim boish, don't use it. Rashbag, because we're geyser. The next time you'll only use a poor quality wick. But Rashbag said, "Shall base Abba and my family hayikorchim psila al gabi eggers. We would wrap a wick around a nut, umadlikin, and we would light it. So what is he clearly from Rav Shimon Gamliel? That we don't make this geyser if we allow him that next time they'll only use a nut as a wick. Tony is madlikin. Clear question of Abba. You said that even though you had a bit of good oil there, we're worried you might use only bad oil." Omar said, Abba said to him, "I don't understand. You're asking me a question of Shimon ben Gamliel. At the Moisvit Limit of Shimon ben Gamliel, Sainu, but why don't you bring me a Raya mid the Tanakama? Tanakama says you're not allowed to. And the reason is because we're goyzer the next time you use only the nut. So I'm right." So Abba says, No. Hola, Kasha, that doesn't bother me. My said, Rab, we have a rule. You know, you can have theory, you can have practice. When we, Shimon ben Gamliel is not just arguing in theory. He's telling you what they actually did, which means that's the halacha. So the halacha is we're not worried. You're allowed to put a wick around a nut. So Rabbi says that I have a problem on your shita. My lav lahadlik. It seems to me that they allowed you to light, even though you have there also a poor quality wick, because you have a good one. We're not goyzer. So what's the chiluk of the oil? So he won't answer. Lahakfais. Machleik. Big nothing to show you what it means, but just look at Rashi. Rashi says lahakfais means the nut is there not to light with; it's there to support the wick, that the wick should be above the oil. So you put a nut underneath and the wick sits on top of the nut. So it's not the same case where Rabbah is talking about you're actually using the poor quality oil to light with, to burn. And that's a problem, because next time you use it on its own without the benefit of having good quality oil. Here we're talking about using a wick to get on top of a nut when the nut is just really a support. And that's why it's permitted. Or others say it's there to thicken the fire. You have a good fire, just thickening it. Says Yimari Lahakvas, if it's just supporting my time in Tanakama, then why would Tanakama be against it? Says Yimari, there is no Tanakama here. Kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel, the entire Braisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Chsuri Mechsir, a couple of words are missing. V'hochik Tani, this is how you should learn. Korach Dover Shemadlikin Boy, Al Gabi Dover Sheemadlikin Boy. If you wrap something that you're supposed to light with, that you can light with, on top of something that you can't, Ein Madlikin Boy, you shouldn't light with that at all. If you want to light both, then we're glazing. Next time, you'll only use the poor quality wick. If all is there doing is supporting it, mut is permitted. My family, they would light a psila on top of a nut. It's not so. If you have melted down fats and the kirve dogim shenemoichu, the innards of fish that also melted, you can add a little bit of good quality oil, umadli, you can light. So we see clearly from here, you have poor quality, you know, fats and fillers of fish. If you have a little bit of good oil, that's good enough. We're not going to use it the next time you'll only use these fats. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hani memshech banayu. The truth of the matter is, this melted fat technically is also good because it also burns well and also it gravitates towards the wick. The only reason why we're not allowed to use melted down fats or rationalized is cooked fats. The only reason why you're not allowed to use it is because next time you'll use fats which are not melted, which are solid, and those don't work well. So it's only a gzeda why we don't use those fats. So because only a gzeda, then we want to make another gzeda that you shouldn't use a little bit of good oil as well with it, because next time you'll only use the melted fats. When in fact the melted fats is nothing wrong with, only a gzeda the next time you might use not, solid fats. That's too far. That's stretching a bone. We don't ask it so much. We're talking about oil that don't burn well at all on its own. And therefore we're worried that if we allow you to use those oils together with good oils, you will next time use only the poor quality oil, and you shouldn't. The gozo, so he said, this really worked well. The gozo, Rabban Achel, Mehut, the only reason why you melted fats you shouldn't use. Mishum Chelo, Shein Mehut, Gzera. Next time you use solid fats, while Kirbe Dog, and so therefore it's only Gzera, Gzera, it's only Gzera. So we're not going to make another Gzera, compound Gzeras. Same thing, while Kirbe Dog, Mishun Mehu, innards of fish that are melted actually burn well. And the only reason why you shouldn't use it is Mishum Kirbe Dog, Mishun Mehu. We make Gzera because next time you use innards that haven't melted, they're more solid and they don't burn well. So the leagues and nami, so you might ask a question, so what's wrong? So the leagues and nami, so why don't we just add another layer? Let's go, you say, chayle mohutech v'kiv v'dong shemoichu shenos t'reshemim, shu chayle mohutech v'kiv v'dong shemoichu loinos t'reshemim. Why don't you, so what is it's a gzeda, but let's make it another gzeda and say, so the fact of the matter is you're not allowed to use melted fats, so therefore we shouldn't also mix with good oil. Says the Gemara, no, because we have a rule we already said before. Machlek, well, you said like Rava, he goof a gzeda. Since melted fats is not us, it's only a gzeda. Vana nekam v'nigz gzeda to compound the gzedas, we do not do that. Taisa says here a very interesting thing in the small word, but Taisa says here that he heard that if let's say we're talking about candles on Shabbos, you shouldn't have candles on Shabbos that you might come to tilt. But if you have one proper candle in your house, then it doesn't matter if all the other candles in your house are not with proper wicks or oil, and we worry you might tilt it, because the fact that you have one that's done properly, that in itself will remind you that you shouldn't tilt any of the neres, because you'll wonder, why do I have one that's different than everything else? And therefore, that's going to remind you, because it's Shabbos, so you're allowed to have the rest poor quality, which is a big chiddush and far to talk about it. But anyway, let's continue. Tanya Ramachama said, Psilo is the Shmanim, Shon Rachamim, and Shabbos. All those wicks and oils that we just said you shouldn't use on Shabbos, Ain Madlikin Behem and Migdash, nor should you use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, why not in the Beis HaMikdash? What's wrong if you tilt them Shabbos? We understand, you might tilt them and you'll come to do Nisa Shabbos. Because you should remember, there we have a separate pasuk where it says, Lahalois Ner Tamid. You should light the candle Tamid steadily, constantly. And what's the proof? Who Tanya Labu Amullah, he said it, and he explained, Kidei Shetehe Shalevas Oilimila. We want you to have a fire there that burns on its own, doesn't need any outside support. You shouldn't have to have outside support, tilting it and all that kind of stuff. So therefore, you're not allowed to use any of these wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? We could. We know that we used some of the materials that are poor quality. Tanan, because we learned, what do they do with the, you know, the moldy clothes of Kohenim, or the rotten clothes of Kohenim, or Mehamneim, the Gartlachoy Mafkiyin, they would twist them around, or Mehen Madlik Zibashev, and use them as wicks to light in Beis HaShaeva. The Gartlach were made out of Klayim, and they're made out of linen and out of wool. And we know that wool, we just learned in the Mishnah, wool is no good. And yet they had over there wool, and they used it on the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Simchas Beis HaShaeva Shaini. Simchas are different. Nowhere does it say, we're talking about the Menorah. And there it says, Lahalus Ner Tamid. Simchas HaShaeva was just to have lights, to have a party. So therefore, there were no preconditions. Says the Gemara, okay, but I have another Braisa. Toshma, Tony Rabba, Bamasna, Big Dekhuna, Shabolu, Mavkin Hoysen. You turn them into wicks. Umehen Hoy Oysen Psilis Lamigdash. They used it actually to make wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. My lab, the climb, you're talking about also the gartel, which is a climb, and has in it wool. And wool, we learned, is no good. You can't use it. We're talking about the clothes that were made only out of linen. And linen is good material for fire. So that's the Beis HaMikdash. And now we're going to lead into Chanukah as well. And everybody wonders why the Mishnah doesn't mention Chanukah. There's no Mishnah except Baba Kama there regarding, you know, other matters, but not like a sugi on Purim. Why don't we have a sugi on Chanukah in the Mishnah? So everybody answers, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a descendant of David HaMelech, and the Chashmonaim, as good as they were, great they were Kohenim, and they had no right to become monarchs. So therefore, Rebbe didn't put them into the Mishnah, which is very difficult to understand. That Rebbe should because for own political reasons, not to put in the Mishnah a halacha that's universally accepted is very difficult to imagine. So the Rebbe explains in the Sicha that the reason why Rebbe didn't include it is because Rebbe had found, we had more Tumura, Rebbe found it difficult to write anything down, because you're not allowed to write, Torah Shabbat Peh has to remain Baal Peh, oral. But he found the Pasuk, Eis Lasa Lashem, people were forgetting, so therefore that was the excuse, that was the hetzer to write down, and only very brief notes. It was only later, years later, they forgot more that to write down the Gemara, and so on. So the Rebbe said that Chanukah then was still fresh in everybody's minds. Everybody knew the story of Chanukah, the fascinating story. There weren't too many dinim, so everybody knew everything. So Rebbe had no right to write it down, because everybody is fully aware of what Chanukah is. And that's why there's no Mishnayis about Chanukah. So we have it in the Gemara here. Amar Rav Huna said, the Psilis Ushmanim. Now we're going to have three opinions here. Psilis, those wicks and those oils. Sh'omru Chachamim, the rabbi said, Ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos, do not use them on Shabbos. So too, Ein Madlikin Behen L'Chanukah, do not use them on Chanukah. And then he adds the words, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. As the Rishonim explained, but of course he spells out whether Chanukah coincides with a weekday, whether it coincides with Shabbos, he's actually telling us that two different reasons why not. Amar Rav Maitama, what's the Svara Rav Huna? Why shouldn't you use them? Somebody holds, first of all, Kofsa Zokakla. First of all, he holds, what happens if you're supposed to light the Chanukah? The Chanukah is supposed to burn for a certain amount of time. And let's say it extinguishes in the middle. Do you have to relight it? He holds, Kofsa, if you got extinguished, Zokula, you have to relight it again. So if you're going to use poor quality wicks or oils, inevitably it's going to burn out. And you have to light it again. And we're worried, as Rashi explains, you'll be negligent and you won't relight it. And what about Shabbos? Now, that could be a valid reason for Shabbos as well. In fact, it's a better reason for Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix it up, so therefore you have to make sure you have good quality. But because he says, Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Chol, as Tosfos and the Rishonim explain, therefore must be another reason as well. U'mutar l'shtamesh l'ayla, you're permitted to use the candlelight to read and to do other things. Therefore, we're scared on Shabbos, an additional problem, you might tilt it, so therefore you have to have good quality oil. Whatever you use for Shabbos, you use for Chanukah licht. He holds that there's no busy mitzvah using the Chanukah licht because you're not actually using the mitzvah itself. You're just using the light of the mitzvah, therefore it's all right. Comes on Rabbi Chizkiya, and he says, in one respect I agree, in one respect I disagree. Madlikim b'chol, the weekday, I'm going to tell you a lot to use these candles, these wicks, because you don't have to relight it, so then it doesn't matter. Avalei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos you have to use better quality because you're allowed to use the oil. Kesavadi holds, on the one hand he holds, kofs ein zok, lo extinguish, you don't have to relight it. Therefore, you can use poor quality wicks during the week. But you're permitted to use the oir. You're allowed to use it on Friday night. Therefore, you have to have good quality wicks called pachos for Shabbos. I, the third opinion. I say, psileis ushmanim, the wicks and the oils. You don't light on Shabbos. Madlikim ben, you could light b'chanukah, on Chanukah, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. Whether it's a weekday, whether it's Shabbos. Omer Rabbi in my time, the Rav. What's the Rav's for? Why does he permit you? Why is he so lenient? Because he holds in both respects. He argues with Rav Huna. Somebody holds kofsa ezokagla. If it was extinguished, you don't have to relight it. Number one. So during the week, I don't care what quality wicks you use. And for also lishtamz on Friday night, you're not bored either because you're not allowed to use the oil for any benefit. You're not allowed to use the oil. Now, why can't you use the oil? So the Baal HaMoris is a beautiful thing quoted by many Rishonim. The Baal HaMoris says. And that, in fact, explains the follow-up in the Gemara, that the whole mitzvah of Chanukah is based on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we decided to follow the laws of the menorah as well. And one of the laws of the menorah is you not have any benefit from it. So therefore, since Chanukah licht is there to replicate the menorah, the nes of the menorah, therefore, you not have any benefit from it. So machleik is a shayim, when we say not have any benefit, are we talking about only for your own personal use or even for a mitzvah to eat your Suda Shabbos, for example? You're allowed to eat Suda Shabbos from the Chanukah licht. And it depends. If the reason I just gave you, then it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're not allowed to. If the reason is busy mitzvahs, I'll see later in the Gemara, then it only is doing your own mundane things. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you're eating Suda Shabbos from the Chanukah licht, then there's no issue whatsoever. Okay, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Abaye, the Rabbanu told over to Abaye the opinion, Mashmei Rabbi Yemila Kibli, they refused to accept it. He also Ravin, when Ravin came along, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Abaye, they told him in front of Abaye, Mashmei the name Rabbi Yechanan, but Kibli accepted it. Omar, he said, Izakoi, if I was smart, and I was Zoyche, Gemirte Lishmaite Mikora, I would have listened the first time when they said name Rabbi Yemila. Says Zigmar, who cares? Well, Gomra, but right now you learned it. Zigmar is a big, it's very important for all of us here. Chaim, especially for you, nafkamina legisa de yankusa. Learn as much as you can when you're young, because as you get older, and it's not so easy to remember, retain your memory. I remember gemaras like this gemara here from when I learned in yeshiva, 40 more plus years ago, better than when I learned it yesterday. So learn as much chaper as much as you can. If I said about if I would heard younger. I want to give the people enough time to explain now. The Abaye changed his mind, not because he was older, but because when he heard Rabbi Yechanan said it, he said, if Rabbi Yechanan can say this, the Shita say, I have a problem, it must be that this is right. Anyway, we don't have time now. So let's get more further. By the way, the big machlek is a shame, the Rif holds, that it says that, kofsa ein zokoklo, he holds, let's say, the half an hour is up, you can take all the leftover oils and use it for your own personal use. It's not mukta anymore. It's only while it's burning, you shouldn't use it. But afterwards, you can use the oils for your own personal use. So I'm going to go a step further. That if it got extinguished, ein zokaklo, it only burned 15 minutes, you can now take the rest of the oil and use it whatever you want. And it's different than by a... and they say it's like a sukkah. Sukkah is mukta, but once sukkah is over, you're allowed to use the wood for your own personal benefit. Why should the oil of Chanukah be any different? Other Rishonim argue, they say that no. By a sukkah, you built it for 8 days, and you knew the wood would be in existence post that date. By saying the oil, whatever oil you put in, you assume that all of it is going to get burnt. So the entire oil is muktzah, and therefore, even after extinguished, you're not allowed to use it, and after the 8 days, you're supposed to burn it. Some people burn it, the wicks, with your chametz, Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, you're telling me the kof says okugla. That goes to extinguish. You don't have to relight it. But I mean, as a question, it says mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Chanukah lichta is mishateshka hachama from shkiyim and the sun sets ad shetichle regel minashuk. This has to burn until the last people go home away from the marketplace. So what's the price of telling us? Avdi telling you that it has to burn, and if it extinguishes, you got to relight it. My love, the ikov, so how the model? If it got burned, if it gets extinguished, you have to relight it. What's the Lord know? Two ways of understanding the Braisa. One is the Ila Adig Madlik, that if you didn't light it before, you should light it. You have all this time to light it. If you didn't light it in the beginning, you can light it in the middle. You know, you have a half an hour window. So if you didn't light it in the beginning of the half an hour, you light it in the middle of half an hour. That's what he's telling you. But not that if it burnt out, you have to relight it. Or inamilish yura, how much oil should you put in there as long as it takes from Shki until the people, says, the people, you know, go home. Or the last people go home, as we'll soon see. So basically, the machlek is the halacha between these two shittas. It seems from the corner of the first shitta that you only have that window to light. And if you didn't light till after Tzeis Gechavim Fafalim, you lost your chance. Another one holds, you can light all night long. Tzeis says, L'poil today doesn't make a difference because we light indoors. And therefore, you can light all night long. Obviously, this is Magdalena Mitzvah, do as early as possible. Other Hashem hold that even in those days, we're talking about outside. You're lighting it outside for the public. But if there's no public, there's no point in lighting outside. But even back then, if it's after Tzeis Gechavim, you had to light inside. As we'll learn more later, B'Sha'as Hakana, you light on your table. When there's no outdoors, there's no outdoors. Okay, big machlek is showing you what there's four shittas actually. What does mishateshka chama mean? Bottom line is in halacha bring two shittas, the Rambam, the Rashba. According to the Rambam, you can only light at the very end of shkia. According to the Rashba, you can light from the very beginning of shkia. The machlek is what's the beginning of shkia. That means right from the beginning of shkia, right after Lich mentioned the beginning of shkia, you can light your candles right then, and there's an inyan zizah magdimin. And others say, no, you have to light dafka the very end of Shkia Zechama right before Tzeis. Those who hold the beginning of Shkia Zechama, their proof is from Shabbos. On Friday, at Shabbos, you definitely cannot light the Chanukah Licht, you know, the end of Shkia Zechama, Shabbos already. So there definitely means right before Shkia, right in the beginning of Shkia. Same thing over here during the week. Once you can do that on Friday, you do that the whole week. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the people in the market? What time is that? There were a nation of people called Tamadoi, and they basically were wood choppers, and they were wood sellers, and they were the last ones to close shop because everybody went home. It was cold. They realized they didn't have enough firewood. They would go out there to buy from them. So they were, you know, they were the latest. Talk about me learned. Mitzvah Chanukah. The mitzvah Chanukah is Teneid Ishu Beisa, one candle per family every night. I'm a hadin. Those who are more careful, after Rashi says, after mitzvahs, neil cholech vechet. Every person lights one candle every night. I'm a hadin, mina mahadin, and those who are mahadin, mina mahadin. Beishamai says you have to then light according to the day. He says the machlekes is around Beishamai. So how it works? Beishamai says yom rishon madlik shmoyin. The first day you light eight. Mekan ve'elech poichiv her, then you work in a descending order, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And Beisil says, Yem Rishon Madlik Achaz, the first day you light one, Mekan ve'elech poichiv her, then you write 2, 3, 4. What's the crux of their argument? Omer Ula, pligi batre amarayim marrova. Now two amarayim in Israel who argued, Rabbi Yisi Barovin, Rabbi Yisi Bazvidu. Chadom, one of them says, time, but the Beishamai can a yamech nasim. How many days are they left? Is 8 days in the first day and seven. Because he holds, you look at the potential. The first day of Chanukah, you have a potential for 8 days, you left the koyach. The time of the Basil, and Basil's reason is connected Yom Yetzin, how many days actually expired. So the first day is only one day, then two. And the Rebbe already says that this is the crux of the many arguments of Hashem Basil, whether you go after the Koyach potential, after the Poyel, or after the actualization. That's one version. And the Chadam, no, time of the Basil is connected Pari Achag. You look at Sukkot, there you have 13 the first day bulls, and then you work your way down. Same thing over here. The time of Basil, the Mailin Bekoydish, Reimaridim. You have a rule that you always Mailin Bekoydish, and therefore you start with one, you work your way up. Big machlek is the Shainim, basically Tosfos and the Rambam. The Mahadim and the Mahadim, what are they actually doing? According to Tosfos, Taz says from the few exceptions that we follow the Rambam, who was a Sfardi, rather than the Sfardi followed Tosfos or Ashkenazi. According to Tosfos, the Mahadim and the Mahadim bypass the Mahadim. They go back to the Neid Ishu Beisa, only one person lights, and then you have increase or decrease. According to the Rambam, it's a continuation. The Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means not only are they Mahadrin, that each person lights, but then also they light in this ascending order, one, then two, then three, then four. Tosha doesn't like it because he says then you can no longer recognize, the whole idea is you should know how many days of Chanukah it is, but if you can have four candles, we don't know whether it's four people in the house since the first night, is it two people in the house the second night, or one person in the house on the fourth night. Confusing. What's the machlekes? So the Pri Chodesh already explains, and the Vilna Gaon and others, that the machlekes is based on the two reasons we just said. If the reason is connected yomim hayeitzim yomim nechnasim, then we need to know what day of Chanukah it is. Therefore, only one person lights for in the whole house. But if you hold that it's that's because Pari Achag and Mayim Mekadesh, then we don't care if people know what night of Chanukah it is. They all have to know that it is Chanukah. So then it's preferred that every single person lights, and over and above that, we increase the number of candles or decrease the number of candles. The Ramah says that actually, interestingly, the Balabais lights for everybody. That if we do, everyone lights, but the Balabais lights for everybody. And the Gris, the Brisker has a Riches to explain what's going on in the Rambam and the Ramah. Okay, now, very interesting, the Mashal already asked, what's, and Peshu and others, what's going on here? What does Pari Achag have to do with Chanukah? Because Pari Achag, so they, someone will say, because Sukkot is 8 days, and this is 8 days, and therefore, it's the same thing. But the Kitzur, maybe we can say, don't know, maybe we can say, the Machlekes is between the Bisham and Bisil as follows. Chanukah, two things happen. We remove the darkness, the threat of the hellness. So that we removed the choshech, and then we lit the menorah and we increased the oir, the positive. And the question is, what's the main celebration? Is the main the cause of the celebration? Is the main cause because we eliminated all the darkness? Or was the sumira? Was the main cause the asay toiv that we increased the light? So Hillel says the main thing is increasing the light, and then we have a rule ma'ilim akedush emiridin. Shammai says, of course ma'ilim akedush, but here the main the thrust of Chanukah is that we got rid of the Hellenist influence. Where else do you have a Yom Tov where we got rid of the Choshech? That's Sukkot. The reason why we bring 70 bulls is to show the declining influence of the Goyim 13, 12, 11, 10 over us. So there we have another case of Sumira, and how is it done? Dafke in a descending order. So Shammai says Keneged Pari Achag. Can I get part of Yachag? And the Masha answers that was the miracle. The first day they put a full thing of oil. It was 8 eighths, and then became 7 eighths, then became 6 eighths, then became 5 eighths, and 4 eighths. And then if you ask me a question, but so what? Still Ma'ilim Mekodesh. So the answer is part of Yachag. When you have a valid reason, we ignore Ma'ilim Mekodesh. That's what Masha says at Pnei Shur. But that's very hard to understand, because if that's Pshat, then he shouldn't have said Keneged Pari Achag. He should have said Keneged Nes Chanukah. If you have a question, I'll tell you, look at Pari Achag. The way the Gemara words, it sounds like Keneged Pari Achag. It's to do with Pari Achag. And let's continue. Excuse me. Amar Rabbi Chama Yechon Shneiz Kenyam Ebetzidin. Two is Kenyam Ebetzidin. Echad Osa Ke Beshamay Ve'echad Osa Ke Bezil. One followed Beshamay, one followed Hill. Zen Nois and Tam Levorov. This one gave a reason Keneged Pari Achag. This one gave a reason that we, you know, Keneged Pari Achag. And in other words, I followed Shammai because I like his reason of Pari Achag, and the other one says I followed Hillel because of Ma'ilim Mekodesh. So they only bring that reason and not the reason of Keneged Yom Yetzin and Yom Nechnasin, which sounds like that's the halacha, and therefore every person lights because we don't really care if you know what night of Chanukah it is or what it isn't. The Mishnah already asked, how can somebody follow Shammai with Litten Brachas that, you know, they're tarfin and be told that you should have died because you followed Shammai? It says the Mishabur over here, because it's not talking about halacha, it's talking about a minig. Mahadja minama is only a minig, and therefore, by a minig, you'll have to be machmer or whatever, follow b'shamay. It's not the way the rule applies. And the Chassidus explains already that from the outset, the plan always was that we should light, you know, in increasing or decreasing. And yet, why do we say mitzvah Chanukah neid isha beisa? Is because we wanted to show the Eden didn't have to. There's so many questions as to why the Eden b'chal had to have. You know, they could have lit, you know, tumahutu b'tzibur. They didn't need all the nes and all that. It's just because the Eden was so had such love for the mitzvah of the beis hamikdash and lighting the menorah that they decided, even though technically halachically we can use tumnig oil, it's a pasnish. They didn't want to do it because of the chavivus. They went out of their way to be machmer. So the Eibush said made a nes to help them out. Because of their chumrah, and therefore, how do we show that the whole of all the events happened not because of necessity, because the Eden decided to go out of their way to be mahadim and a mahadim? So we structured the mitzvah in a way. There's a din, there's a mahadim and a mahadim, and everyone follows the mahadim and a mahadim, because that's the basis of the nest. Talmud learned the Chanukah mitzvah in the base chutz. The Chanukah you should place it on the door outside. And according to Mikmachlekes Rashi and Tesis, according to Rashi, it means the door of your house. And according to Tesis, it means the door of the chutzah facing outside. If you lived upstairs, you place it on the window facing Shusharabim, even though it's higher than 20 amas, but for you, it's not. uvishas asakana, and when there's a danger, menicha shulchana v'daya. If there's a danger, you place on your table. We're not talking about sakanas nefashas, because then you potter. We're talking about sakana that you shouldn't have any. Let's say it was Christmas time or some pagan holiday, then you don't have any other lights burning other than, you know, their festival. So then you can bring it into the house, and it's good enough. If you bring it into the house, you should have another candle there, so that you, when you're using it, you should be using the shamash candle and not or it's sort of a heker, a reminder to you that you shouldn't use the what do you call it? The you're not allowed to use the oil. The ika medura lo tzarech. But if there is a flame, then you don't have to, because anyway, you don't need another candle, because you'll use the flame and you won't use the candlelight. And there's a heker as well, that the neir is the mitzvah, and you won't use it at all, even if you could. V'yad l'choshev is a choshev person, that he normally doesn't use a bonfire to read, he uses the candlelight. Afakadikim do the tzarech, you still need another candle to remind you, don't use the Chanukah licht. My Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan. What is this Chanukah all about that we learned? Chofei b'kislev, yeim in the Chanukah tamnayin. It's 8 days, Chanukah, the Lord of Mispit behind, the Lord of Anas behind. You shouldn't make eulogy, you shouldn't fast. Shekinichos yivon l'heichol, when they enter the heichol, Timu kol hashmanish behechul. Went out of the way deliberately. They defiled all the oils in the hechul. Ukeshagavra malchus beis chashmanoi v'noschum. And when malchus v'noschum came in and was victorious, botku they searched v'loi motzu ala pachechot shel shemen. They found one jug of oil. Sheimunach b'chashamish akor had a seal of kohen gadol. And we, even though the goyim that are bonon already according to some treated them like a zov, so maybe a goy touched it, still. We believe that if a guy would have found it, they would have broken it open and they saw a seal to see what's inside. Maybe there was, they stored diamonds there, and because they didn't, or others say because it was buried in the ground. The sufficient oil to light one day, nasa by nes, v'dlikim ena shmeini yamim. They lit 8 days. According to the Midi, the version is, so therefore, it simply answers the question. My father told me he saw a sefer this year that has 540 answers as to how the nes was 8 nights when l'chay had enough oil for 1 night. But the Midi's girsa is they did not even have enough oil for 1 night, and it burnt for 8 days. L'shana cheder the following year, kavum va'osum yom tevim b'halav hoda. The following day, they made a yom tev b'halav hoda. There's some achrayim who want to learn that actually they made halav hoda. Doesn't say anything about Chanukah licht here. So it's all it says is l'shana cheder kavum. They made a kavim va'osum yom tevim, and not a lot of work, but they made to say halav hoda. Listen, and when did it happen to Chanukah licht? So some want to say that the Binyan Shleim and others want to say that in fact Chanukah licht they decided not to light because it looks like they're doing an avoid of the base of Migdash in their houses, and you know they'll do that. So they did wait. It was only after the Churban Bayis, a couple hundred years later, that they brought in the mitzvah of Chanukah Menorah, and therefore he explained even more how fresh it was in their minds the Chanukah Menorah, because it was a very recent. But Abiyud HaNasi, it was only a couple hundred years that they brought it in. Tan has been learned. Geita yitach a patish of a spark that comes out of a hammer, the yotz of hizik, and went out and caused damage, chayiv. So it's your fault. You're a mazik, and you are, you know, you're chayiv. But what about your smithy and sparks were flying around, and you're responsible. Gomol, a camel, shaton pishton, a camel that was carrying flax, and they were traveling shusarabim, the nichnas of pishton, the owner of the camel, his flax, went through inside the window of a store, the doka b'neda shachanani, and it got caught on fire by the candle of the storekeeper who had candles inside the store, which has every right to, the hidlik yisabir, and burnt the house down, then balagobachai, then he's responsible. Again, he's a mazik, because he shouldn't have loaded his camel to such an extent that it's going in, his wares are going right into the store. But what about if the storekeeper placed the candle outside, which he had no right to, then chenvin chayv. However, Rebbe says ben chanukah potter. This is the Mishnah that mentions Chanukah in Baba Kama. Rebbe says the candlelight is potter. Why? Because he had a right to put it outside. And this is the kasha everybody asks on Rashi. You say that you're supposed to do indoors. Here's clearly you're supposed to do it outdoors. But they all already answered. Rashi is saying you put a door of your house outside. But if there's no chatzar, then outside happens to be right on the street. If there's a chatzar, it's a door facing the chatzar. So the Gemara says, now the question is, the Isal Gedatach, where is it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if the Chanukah you have every right to put it outside, then the Balagomol should have been more responsible than the Chenveni is potter, because he had a right to do it. Omer Avinu says, Avinu, so the Chenveni is potter. Whether the Balagomol is chayv or not is a separate story, but the Chenveni definitely is potter because he had a right to put the candle there. Amar Avinu, that's from here we learn out, Ne'er Chanukah mitzvah hanicha b'toich hasara. Ne'er Chanukah mitzvah, the place is within 10 tefachim from the ground. Why? If you put it above 10, so let's tell the storekeeper, what right did you have to put the candle there? You know it's a public street. People travel here with animals and they load animals up. You should have put it very high. And because we don't have tightness to the owner of the chenmi, that he can put as low as he wants, down to 10 tefachim. Perhaps if they would have been, you know, telling him all these rules of where they can place it, they would tell him, look, since it's in the street, I want you to put it higher, measure how high a camel normally is. Maybe it's 10 amos and you have to make it higher, which is a big tircha. He will not do his mitzvah. Because you have to light it in front of the store as well, you're not doing in his mitzvah. So machlek is shayim is the halacha like Ravina, or because it was rejected, his proof, maybe halacha is not. And the poyel, they say, since you have a vadoyus Ravina, ideally you should, and Hal Shulchan Aruch Paskas, ideally you should place your chanukalicht 10 tefachim from the ground. Very difficult, the Mefarshim have a hard time understanding, where do you see from this mishnah 10 tefachim? All you see is you don't have to make it too high, but maybe you can make it any level. Maybe 3 amas, 2 amas, 1 amas, why 10 tefachim? So the Mefarshim answer, or the Rishonim answer, because in the sukkah we have two measures, either not higher than 20 amos or not lower than 10 tefachim. We don't have any measures in between. So now that you tell me that you have to, that you shouldn't make it too high, whatever it is, so we go to the other stream and we say, let's do it at 10 tefachim. So ideally, we should always do it by 10 tefachim. Omer Avkana. Avkana said, just like we're saying, it should be ideally 10 tefachim, but above 20 amos, psula is possible kesuka ukamavi. Above 10 amos is possible like a suka and a mavi. There, 20 amos, a suka. If your schach is above 20 amos, you're not yaitzik because you cannot see. The three reasons the Gemara has there in Sukkah in the beginning, but one of them is because he cannot see, and l'man yedu derasechem, and a mavi as well. The whole idea is it should be a hekesh, should be recognition that, you know, this is a mavi here versus a shusarabim. But above 20 amos, nobody can see. So same thing over here. So chanukah above 20 amos, nobody can see. So ideally, you should do it within 10 tefachim. That the pit that they toss Yosef in had no water. Once you tell me the pit is empty, there's no water. But it has snakes and it has scorpions. Now, what in the world does this Gemara have to do with the previous Gemara? So the Pashtus, we're learning now that if it's too high, more than 20 amas, he can't see. So Gemara Bezariah, when they threw Yosef in the bur, they didn't know that they were full of snakes. Why? Because it's more than 20 amas deep. Therefore, they couldn't see. So we see from here that there's a certain point that you can no longer see. And where the purpose is to see, like by Sukkah, and by Mavi, and by Chanukah Licht, we need it within the eyesight. And 20 amas is beyond eyesight. And that's why the Gemara brings it here. Okay, so we'll stop here, this middle Sukkah Chanukah, and we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.